Welcome to show 13. I'm going to give it a number. I went ahead and gave it a number.
And with all due respect to Henry, that number was wrong. Welcome to show 14.
Well, my name is Hank.
And my name is Chris.
And we are...
My Mac guys. All right, Henry, how are you?
I'm good. And I just can't stop myself but getting involved in what we're talking about right now because I'm just chomping at the bit to get a show under our belts after, what time is it now?
It is actually 20 to 8 and we got off to a start at about 5:30 maybe?
At 5:30. So the longest it's taken us to get to the point of actually pushing the record button on our computers ever in the history of My Mac Guys podcasting. And we decided, on the spur of the moment, to eschew our previously scheduled show 13 information, and we'll push that to show 14, because the last 2 hours and 45 minutes have been hilarious. In terms of, like,
a confederacy of dunces.
Exactly. It just speaks everything about what I love and hate about computers and not love and hate about you, but just in terms of like, I can't believe that we are doing it. I thought that there was 3 or 4 times where I was like, you know what, we should pack it up tonight.
And you mean doing it again? Like having problems?
No. That part I think is something that's the discussion we should get into. I mean, that we're actually going to record, that we're actually recording. Recording right now.
Yes. I guess I must have spaced on you there. But basically, you're saying that you're enjoying this?
What I'm saying is that so many snafus have happened in the last 2 hours and 15 minutes
yes.
that I was like, multiple times I was saying, you know what, let's just go, let's turn the PlayStation back on and go back.
Exactly. And why I think it's a really good thing to do a show about is because we've been getting a lot of questions, whether it be email and just talking to people. Like,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And everybody wants to say, hey, you buy a $10 microphone and you got a podcast.
Right.
It's easy. And what we're finding out is that as much as we know about Macs and tech and recording, which may not amount to much, but actually – does add up to a lot.
Yes.
We are finding that we are being tripped up by very simple things and that the dedication to get to broadcast time is, you have to have a lot of dedication. And I think tonight, why don't we start with our technical issues?
Well, I mean, that's what the stories are about. I mean, I would like to set it up a little bit just that, you know, we've received a couple, you know, we're getting more email and thank you to everybody and anybody out there that's actually, you know, sending
yes.
in some information. And we encourage you to continue to do that because, you know, Chris made a comment, you know, or somebody made a comment to Chris recently about how, you know, don't, you know, be aware of the fact that just because we did a Photoshop show doesn't mean that Photoshop is now verboten from our show.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like everything's an ongoing process. And so, and I've been of the mind of like, oh, well, we talked about that already, so we can't talk about that. So, you know, what I want to – part of that is that, you know, we sit down and we have to figure out what we, you know, what our shows are going to be about. But what we really need is feedback from people that are listening. We actually want to talk about whatever you want.
Right.
And if that can be mixed with actual some specific, you know, tech support information, more power to all of us, all of you out there. But for now, it's like we'll continue to come up shows about stuff we know, and we know there's an unlimited – you know, supply of
yes.
interesting things Mac related, but we'd love to have people asking us questions. And until we get a really concrete, you know, Skype in situation that we're happy with,
send us the question, and that's what we'll talk about.
Send us email. You can always try Skyping us. We are tending to try to record on Sunday evenings between 7 and 10 p.m. you know, Pacific Standard
Time. It's funny,
time
even as you say that, I realize that's what the show's about. That's what our intention has been.
Right.
Let's just talk about something funny that happened. Is that
okay? Well, no, you're right. You're right. Go.
Well, I was just going to say the microphones. Let's just you had said to me in doing the show, we're learning a lot about each other as we talked about in the past. We've known each other for years, but we certainly have not spent this much time together in a long time. And so, work habits and ethics come up, and we're we're, I think, really having fun figuring it all out. But one of the things you had said to me in a conversation last week was, well, you know, I might prefer if you would prepare before we would come and have some things set up. And I really did take it to heart. So I started my day preparing for the show about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, rearranging the entire office, completely moving the furniture, setting up this new, we have a very cool setup here today with the table, and doing the troubleshooting for Pro Tools 6.4, which I was not comfortable using before.
Right.
But I made all the efforts. I updated, I downloaded, I tried to get it ready. My microphone was hot and ready to go when you walked in at 5:30.
Right.
The plan was for you to plug your microphone in.
Right.
And we'd start recording.
Well, that was
my plan.
Right. The plan was that I was supposed to pick up, I mean, the first major upgrade that we've done this week is that we're recording with two microphones at the bequest of multiple emails. People were not, we're just saying, you know, one of them is a little bit
persnickety
about the quality of the voice quality on the show. But
and I do believe the quality is wonderful right now. That's my radio voice.
I think it's getting even better.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
All right. All the bass. Go ahead, Henry.
And I took it to heart that more than one person had mentioned it and said, well, why not? It's only going to make it a better show.
Right.
I spoke to a friend of mine who works at a radio station and
would that be Madam X?
That would be Madam X. Maybe we'll feed him into the show somehow.
Okay, cool.
And he was like, well, listen, you know, you're doing it all wrong because we were, you know, using an M-Box and a very high quality microphone, but not using Pro Tools. So basically what he convinced me very quickly, I went down to the radio station. He showed me in 10 seconds, said, listen, the M-Box is something that is built to work hand in hand with Pro Tools software. So it is just, you're just going to make your lives, any problems you're having are stemming from the issue of the M-Box being basically the sound card for recording anything on a Macintosh. If you have an M-Box, which you happen to have, then so that started the process of what, you know, and I was supposed to pick up that second microphone, and cut to me showing up at 5:45, and I couldn't get the microphone because Madam X went to the NASCAR races down in Long Beach today.
Oh, I thought you said Grand Prix.
Whatever it was.
You love racing, I can tell.
NASCAR.
You just lost the NASCAR audience. Grand Prix, NASCAR, whatever.
Formula One, you know.
Okay.
And,
I like racing.
So I didn't have a second microphone. So I got here, and so we tried to get my dumpy old stupid microphone to work with the M-Box. Spent 45 minutes on that. Couldn't get it to work.
And by the way, did I give you any crap at all about not showing up with that microphone?
No, you did not.
Thank you.
I'd like to...
That's part of our working relationship.
Thank you on air. That's right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just before giving up, I said, well, I mean, I could call a friend of mine that lives like five blocks away from you just to see if he has one.
Yeah.
And so you said, okay. So I called him and he said no. But that got your wheels turning.
So while Henry's thinking of people in my neighborhood that he might know that has audio equipment, I suddenly think, and I'm smiling even as I say this, that about four homes away from me has always lived a woman who makes her living scoring.
She's got a sound recording studio, a Mac-based sound recording studio in her garage.
Yes.
And she lives four houses away.
She has 36 tracks. She has the old-fashioned big board you would see. And it just was one of those things. And this is our good friend Wendy, who we'd like to have on the show because she really she's always been two steps ahead of me with Mac equipment. She's just brilliant with how she integrates Mac in her life, in her business. But here's the funny thing. So while Henry's on the phone calling his connections, I suddenly realized that down the street from me is probably a bona fide Pro Tools authoritarian – authority. sorry, Wendy. And so I gave her a call. It's Sunday night. I don't like to call people out of the blue on Sunday night. And she said, come on over and see if I can scrounge up a mic. And it was funny because I said, you know, it doesn't have to be a good mic. And Wendy, of course, said, you know, I only have good mics. but somewhere in the closet, she found an old condenser mic. And I just hope the sound is so good that you can say that for all those people complaining that we really made an effort. Now, the story doesn't end there.
Well, of course not. Well, we came back and we plugged the microphone in, and hey, it didn't work either. And we still didn't get a goddamn signal on our second track.
Until Henry pointed out that there was an on-off switch.
And then at every one of these junctures, it was like, yes, we're forcing our way over the mountaintop, and we're going to record yet another episode of My Mac Guys Tonight.
Yes.
And I flipped the switch, and nothing happened.
Dead signal. So we futzed around with the Pro Tools box a little bit, and suddenly, and Henry had said earlier, well, you know, it's got a battery probably. And so finally I said, well, you know, maybe the battery's old. Maybe it's just been a while. And then we looked at the microphone, couldn't figure out how you would put a battery in this. And I think that was me and said, I think you just screw off the head.
Yep.
And we did. And we found within that, Henry, what did we find?
A 1994 copper top Duracell battery that obviously didn't have enough voltage in it to power the microphone.
So I went searching for a battery when Henry yelled out, I already have one, and it seemed like things were
okay,
sparking.
We're getting a little bit too detailed now.
Okay, long story short is, new battery, microphone hot.
Microphone works, good.
And now the bass and the quality our fans have been asking for.
And then right as we were about to record, then I said, oh, well, I forgot my powered speaker, which is the way that we've been adding if somebody were to Skype us.
I forgot
to have that. A third person in the room, I needed to output my sound to a powered speaker, and then we just miking that speaker as a way to record somebody on a phone Skype in.
So now Henry realized he doesn't have the speaker, and I think to myself, you know, I have some powered speakers here, which we had already determined I didn't have, and I thought, I play an electric keyboard, and I've had powered speakers for that. So I said, well, Henry, what about those speakers? But I don't know what you need the output to be, and we went scrambling to figure that out, whether it be mini or quarter inch or XLR or whatever it was. And in the end, it turned out that I pretty much had everything we needed to have a powered – oh, well, wait.
Well, no.
That's not true.
Well, you came back with the speaker because we decided that it was a quarter inch plug, and,
right.
And we thought we had a quarter inch to stereo mini adapter because I have one, but
yes.
I didn't bring it with me tonight. Because it's with my powered speaker at home.
Right. And again, I don't recall giving you any crap.
No, not at all. And we got back in the room, and it wasn't until I was sitting here saying, oh, yeah, you were like holding, you know, it was just like holding at the two ends of a broken, of a
right.
frayed wire saying, well, this doesn't work. And you went, so I said, okay, you go get, you put, I'm going to take a piss, you go make your tea, and that's it. And we're going to sit down. And then you left the room, and I said, you know, maybe I left some of those connectors in my car, in my trunk. So I said, I'll just go out in my trunk.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part.
So I got out to my car and opened it up, and I start rifling through the trunk. Now, and what I see in the way back in my trunk is a shopping bag that I know instantly.
Full of microphones?
No, but that has a set of $29 powered speakers I bought while I was making a one-day commercial in Orange County at the Best Buy so I could have... you know, use my iPod in my hotel room.
Funny.
And they've been in my trunk ever since. I've never used them. And I made a comment early on about, because the fact that you didn't have powered speakers. And I said, well, Christ, I mean, I probably have a pair in my trunk right now.
Oh,
and,
man.
And lo and behold, I come walking back in the room with the powered speakers. And
Henry,
I said, this is our show tonight. We need to just lay down what happened because
exactly.
it's just.
But wait, I have one to add to that. As you're speaking, I'm realizing that sitting behind you on my desk
are the
sound sticks
but no,
which are USB connectors right to the Mac.
Oh, I thought that was a proprietary plug on the sound stick.
No, it's a USB. I could have...
okay,
so there you go.
There you go.
It just keeps...
We are the knucklehead versions of My Mac Guys.
Comedy of errors.
But sounding oh so sweet tonight.
The beautiful bass. First of all, it's kind of surreal for me because I've never done the show with headphones on.
Are
so
you
it actually, I'm sweating, first of all. And it sounds really good in the headphones.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine. Number nine.
And this is something that has come up. What is podcasting is a big question. And what is the content of podcasting? And what I really like about even this show is that it kind of goes back to this idea that there's nothing off limits. And therefore, it is educational to somebody at this point. Some podcaster or some guy's thinking about podcasting is going to listen to this and either be entertained by it or a year from now realize that he's going to go through everything we just talked about in trying to get up a simple podcast. Right. It's great. I just love
– I mean, I don't know. What do you think about – I mean, we've – I mean, the thing about podcasting, we're going to do a show dedicated to basically – you know, the kind of the simplistic nuts and bolts of how to get it actually working. Not the hardware problems, but like how to you know, take your MP3 file and
right.
make it into an RSS feed that is accessible and list it with Podcast Alley and all that stuff. I mean, that's a separate show that we'll do.
A thrilling show.
Big number one with a bullet.
It's a good show for those people out there trying to figure it out.
Well, enough people, you know, people ask and one gentleman's currently emailing me about, you know, how to get that done. So I thought it might be worth handing that there, though it does seem a little bit run of the mill. It's true when I say it.
Now, can I paint a picture? Now we've gone from sort of sharing one microphone sitting cross-legged on a couch to a very, very professional setup. We have a huge table, just chock-a-block full of Macintosh.
There's a scissor. There's four Sharpies.
There's a bottle of water. There's a clock. There's two hard drives. There's four speakers. There are – anyway, you know what I'm saying? And this actually works for me because we are, you know, able to sit comfortably.
Yeah. I agree.
And do the show. I could go all night, man. I'm feeling it.
Good. But you were saying before about just what is podcasting, what the content is. I mean, it's you know, again, another show that I want to do soon is just kind of, I mean, maybe we should just touch on this issue of like, you know, these numbers were announced the other day that 6 million people are now listening to podcasts.
Wow.
And I think it's a total bunch of hooey.
You think it's a crock?
I think it's a crock. I think it's their numbers don't make, you know, I haven't even done that much research. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, stick it to the man.
And I think that
you're such a communist.
Well, I think that, you know, what I was thinking in the car on the way over tonight was that, you know, you think we have 5,000 listeners and I think we have 25 listeners. And I think that the numbers.
I think we have 5,000? No way.
You used that number to me in sincerity today or yesterday.
I do not recall.
But the point is, I think the number is somewhere in between.
Yeah.
And the fact that we've actually gotten an email from people. I mean, I was a little bit shocked when we started getting email from people because I was like, I figured it was three or four people were listening to it.
Is there anybody out there?
And I know that more and more people will listen to it. And I guess what I'm saying is, what am I saying?
I guess the funny numbers bother you for some reason.
Well, no, it's not just that. You got a problem?
No, it's just new to me. I don't see anything moving forward. No, I see lots of signal, but then I don't know how to go and sort of go, you know, that direction.
Well, you don't need to yet because you're not.
Yes.
Right.
All right.
Well, listen, Chris is talking about, he's looking at the Pro Tools interface on his computer. This is the first time we're using Pro Tools to record with.
Everything looks
good. He's a little
nervous
about making sure that we've actually
recorded.
Yeah. I mean, you know, short story of recording shows, you know, we started in GarageBand. We lost a show to some serious corruption of a file. So then I moved to Amadeus, which is a $25 piece of shareware, which I highly recommend for manipulating and editing sound in general. It's a fantastic program. I've used it for years. But you can only do one track at a time. You can't record multi-track in it. So when we made the commitment to go to more than one microphone, the only choices are Pro Tools or GarageBand. So then vis-a-vis what Madam X said, if you have an M-Box, you got to be on Pro Tools. You know, and you're going to be sweet.
Which reminds me that
hoping that brings us full circle in our 19 minutes of possibly a 20-minute podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should, you know, wrap it up a little bit and then...
I have one thing to say before the...
Because there's no more talking now. So this is the point of the program where we stop talking.
All right.
Silence.
Okay.
Zip it.
All right, zip it.
You can't even...
Zip it. Zip.
Look,
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Exhibit A.
Number two, would you please back
Look,
me up?
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings.
I can't.
When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
found. Would you
please? He's high up in the wall. Meet our hero at all. Subtitle. Zip it.
I'm just trying
zip.
To...
Zip. Would you like to have the suckle of my zipper?
I want zip. You... Stop.
Zip it. This... Zip it. Oh, zip it.
You know...
Zip it.
You're like a child.
Zip it.
Talking... If you... Just... One time...
Zip it. Unveil the time portal.
No. Go ahead. Really? No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to add for those listening that it isn't as simple as being done recording because this takes a hell of a lot more time. When Henry leaves and he does everything, we're both happy with our jobs, so I'm not complaining in any way, shape, or form. You do a lot of the tech stuff to get this show out to the public. My is the post-production end of it, and let me tell you, I'm doing it in GarageBand, and there's a lot of tweaking, and I end up with sometimes 6 or 7 different tracks with audio and it's a lot to edit out the junk and also to put in the sound effects. And
not anymore, baby. Baby. This is some sweet tracks.
It is. And I also warn everybody that the last show, which would be show 12, might be a little effects happy. I was experimenting. Well, so
I think we should let it fly as it is and encourage people to let us know what they think about show 12.
Yeah. It's fun. It's creative. That I enjoy the post. To me, it is, as people say, editing a film is where, you know, it all comes together, all these, you know, separate pieces of film.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm enjoying that aspect of it too. We have a straight show and then I get to be creative on top of that. And it just, like, I think the gaming show is the perfect example of, we went from no sound effects to me really enriching that show.
No, it's fantastic.
And it was nothing but work. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to put a thing in the blog spot. If you listen to the gaming show, which is show 10? No.
Show 11.
Show 11. If you listen to show 11 before the game sound effects are in, because it was released... That's just me. It's fine.
Okay.
It was released for about 48 hours before the sound effects went in. I highly recommend listening to it again. It made me laugh out loud what Chris did with it.
Humiliation.
It really captures the spirit of like how much fun we had playing games on our Macs.
Absolutely.
So I think what I will say now, let's just get back, because I actually want to say that I do have a podcast of the week.
All right.
And it's called My Mac Guys. And I just think
I really
want to pitch the show. I want people to get out there and tell everybody about My Mac Guys. I feel confident enough. Enough people told me they've listened to the show, friends and strangers, that, you know, we're doing a good job just doing what we're doing. And that's all that matters.
Right on!
Right on! Right on!
We're putting out the show that we want to put out. And with all the troubleshooting and all that stuff, it's only, like you said, we're enjoying every minute of it.
Ultimately. Absolutely. And to add to that, I will say that I have been a dedicated listener to the other tech shows that are on commercial radio. I feel a sort of responsibility to at least know what other people are doing, what the competition is doing. And I can tell you that I stand on my ground that I would much rather be doing a grassroots, eclectic show than actually being all tech all day, 24, and you know, at 3 hours length. I just never want to be that, and I'm glad we're not. So podcast of the week, I would have to second that podcast.
Copy that. I'm totally with you on that. And Apple News, which usually runs towards the beginning and
is now
faithfully adhered to some clicking sounds.
Yes, we have built-in sound effects.
Built-in
a
sound
nice
effects
library growing, so exactly. We're listening to those now.
I think that it would be appropriate to throw in early Friday morning, the Japanese website of Apple Computer briefly hosted pages depicting a previously unannounced iPod peripheral called iPoddy, a beige and white electric toilet seat featuring an integrated iPod dock on its side, presumably intended only for domestic Japanese marketplace. iPoddy promises to deliver music playback in an optional scent eliminator to drown out embarrassing bathroom sounds and smells. Availability is listed as 1 to 3 weeks, indicating an imminent release. This is a real thing. They pulled it shortly thereafter, but I thought just in the keeping of this being a slightly off-kilter podcast, maybe I would throw that in there.
Oh, that's great.
And then I think all we're left with is, is there a mail?
Well, you got a nice little mail this week.
How about just a happy one, like
one happy mail?
Nice happy note.
This is referring to our Mac and the Kids show. I got a nice email from a guy who goes by Mac Dad, and I think he's got a website of the same name. Great show on your last podcast. A couple of days ago, I posted an update on my blog, Mac Dad, that was about my experiences teaching my kids how to drive a mouse. It was cool to hear similar stories. Like you mentioned on your show today, it's amazing to see young kids take to technology with no fear. Good discussion on what is the appropriate age to start. Keep up the great show, Mac Dad. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Mac
I really
Dad.
Appreciate that.
Excellent. And I think the undelete, we both when I said we must have a bunch of undeletes, and
yes.
both of us had the exact same thought.
We must have been up late thinking about it. We're being pure gamers, we realized we had been referencing the game Tank, which is, you know, what we remembered the game to be. The true name for that, as many gamers out there already know, so save your emails, was Battlezone. Battlezone was the first 3D. Oh, there you go. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
So, Battlezone.
Okay. I think that's going to do it for this podcast. And
and I'm hoping that it's actually recorded. So,
yeah. And
I'm not kidding. I'm looking at this,
okay.
Wondering. So.
And show 14 is coming up, and we're going to feature just iPods and just a bunch of stuff about iPods.
Awesome.
Later.
All right, Hank. See you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to
My Mac Guys.
My name is Henry.
And I'm Chris.
And all contact information can be had at one fantastic website, and that is mymacguys.blogspot.com.